just is feeling zero hope.
Omen. Taliban authorities pledge to step up security at Shiite mosques as hundreds of people gathered on Saturday to bury the victims of the second Islamic State suicide attack on worshipers in a week. Hardline Sunni group Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack on the Fatima Mosque in Kandahar that saw a group of suicide bombers shoot their way into the mosque before blowing themselves up among the worshipers during Friday prayers. A health official said the casualty toll from the attack stood at 41 dead and 70 wounded, but could rise further. On Saturday, large crowds gathered to bury the victims in a mass grave in the southern city of Kandahar. The head of Kandahar police said units would be assigned to protect the Shiite mosques, which have so far been guarded by local volunteer forces with special permission to carry weapons. Since the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan in August, Islamic State has conducted dozens of operations, from small-scale attacks on Taliban targets to large-scale operations such as Friday's suicide bombing, killing scores of civilians. Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati has said that the government is keen not to interfere in any file related to the judiciary, according to a statement from his office on Saturday. The statement came following a meeting with the justice minister and the head of the Higher Judicial Council after seven people were killed in violence in Beirut on Thursday. The judicial authority must take whatever measures it deems appropriate, the prime minister added. China on Saturday launched a rocket carrying three astronauts, including one woman, to the core module of a future space station where they will live for 6 months. This is VOA News. Southeast Asian countries will invite a non-political representative from Myanmar to a regional summit this month, delivering an unprecedented snub to the military leader who led a coup against an elected civilian government in February. The decision taken by foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, at an emergency meeting on Friday marks a rare bold step for the consensus-driven bloc, which has traditionally favored a policy of engagement and non-interference. Singapore's foreign ministry said on Saturday the move to exclude junta chief Min Aung Hlaing was a difficult but necessary decision to uphold ASEAN's credibility. The statement cited a lack of progress made on a roadmap to restore peace in Myanmar that the junta had agreed to with ASEAN in April. A spokesman for Myanmar's military government blamed foreign intervention for the decision. More than 1,000 civilians have been killed by Myanmar security forces, with thousands of others arrested, according to the United Nations, amid a crackdown on strikes and protests, which has derailed the country's tentative democracy and prompted international condemnation. The junta says those estimates of the death toll are exaggerated. ASEAN's current chair, Brunei, said a non-political figure from Myanmar would be invited to the late summit, which is in late October, after no consensus was reached for a political representative to attend. A Brazilian Senate probe into the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic will recommend in its final report due next week that President Jair Bolsonaro will face 11 criminal charges. That's what the senator leading the inquiry is saying, though it remains highly unlikely that the president will face a trial on any charges. Renan Calheiro said during a radio interview that the investigation launched in April has collected evidence to show that Bolsonaro should be formally charged with genocide against the country's indigenous population, irregular use of public funds, violation of sanitary measures, incitement to crime, and forgery of private documents, among other crimes. And an earthquake of magnitude 4.8 struck Indonesia's Bali Island on Saturday morning, killing at least three people. This is according to Indonesia's Search and Rescue Agency. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.